Josh Hawley, liberal language police lost their minds over Cosmopolitan scandal. By Sean Moran on July 19, 2019. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, said Friday that the liberal language police lost their minds over his usage of the word cosmopolitan to describe an out-of-touch elite who undermines American identity and the middle class. Senator Hawley, one of the Senate's rising conservative figures, delivered an impassioned speech at the National Conservatism Conference, slamming what he called political consensus that reflects the interests not of the American middle, but of a powerful upper class and their cosmopolitan priorities that has been supported by politicians on both sides of the aisle. Hawley contended that the cosmopolitan class seeks mass globalization and closer economic union, more immigration, more trade on whatever terms, which blurs the boundaries between America and the rest of the world and ultimately undermines American sovereignty. The cosmopolitan elite look down on the common affections that once bound this nation together, things like place and national feeling and religious faith, Hawley added. They regard our inherited traditions as oppressive and our shared institutions, like family and neighborhood and church, as backwards. However, despite the Missouri Republican's vigorous defense of the institutions that he believes upholds the American community, such as family, neighborhood, and church, many elites took the opportunity to strike at the populist Republican, alleging that Hawley's use of the word cosmopolitan carries anti-Semitic overtones. White House senior adviser Stephen Miller's takedown of CNN's Jim Acosta also drew outcries of alleged anti-Semitism, as Miller lambasted Acosta for his cosmopolitan bias on immigration. White House senior adviser Stephen Miller chastised CNN's Jim Acosta in August 2017, accusing him over having a cosmopolitan bias over his attitude to immigration. Hawley's speech drew an outcry from many leftists, to which Hawley said Friday that the liberal language police have lost their minds. Starting in 1946, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin started an anti-Semitic campaign against ruthless cosmopolitans that purged many Jews in the Soviet Union and promoted anti-Semitism throughout the Soviet republics. Nyelecht, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, said that Stalin's fight against ruthless cosmopolitans aimed to disenfranchise ethnic Jews by showing them to have loyalties outside of the Soviet Union. Stalin purged many writers, theater critics, scientists, and others connected with bourgeois Western influences. However, despite Stalin's use of cosmopolitanism as part of his anti-Semitic purge, experts such as Yoram Hazani contend that one can use the term cosmopolitan to describe out-of-touch elites and citizens of the world without connecting to its anti-Semitic past. New York Times op-ed columnist Paul Krugman said that Jews should be scared by Hawley's use of the word cosmopolitan. The Atlantic staff writer Adam Serwer said that people need to find out what Hawley was thinking during his speech. Adam Blickstein, the vice president of the Glover Park Group, called Hawley an anti-Semite, full stop. Even though these pundits have attacked Senator Hawley, the senator has consistently fought against anti-Semitism. Senator Hawley even joined a bipartisan group of senators to condemn anti-Semitism. Senator Hawley's first vote in the Senate was in favor of a bill combating the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, movement against Israel. Hawley also co-sponsored SRE's 120 to condemn the BDS movement. These pundits' attacks on Hawley arise as Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, has compared boycotting Israel to boycotting Nazi Germany. The Republican Jewish Committee, RJC, backed Senator Hawley Friday, charging that it is an outrage that anyone would attack him for being anti-Semitic. However, despite many of these D.C. and New York elites' astonishing claim, Yaron Hazani, the author of The Virtue of Nationalism and one of the organizers for the National Conservatism Conference, explained that cosmopolitan carries no anti-Jewish valence. Hazani also cited a political science book which uses cosmopolitan as a specific term to refer to global citizenship. Senator at Hawley Mo is, as you emphasize, an educated man, Hazani added. And so it's not surprising that he used the term cosmopolitan exactly correctly in his well-received speech at the National Conservatism Conference. Even Matt Stoller, a former Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Aiden Fellow at the Open Markets Institute, OMI, said that Hawley was right to call out America's Silicon Valley and Wall Street elite as ruining the American middle class. Stoller said that Cosmopolitan serves as more of a critique of corporate power that is out of the bounds of liberal discourse, which may explain why so many leftists attacked the Missouri Republican after he delivered his keynote speech at the National Conservatism Conference. Stoller continued, saying that Hawley has served as the one Republican to continually call out the nefarious effects of corporate power. The Omi fellow said that Hawley is at war with the Koch brothers, while too many Democrats are still enthralled to Google. If you don't want to be criticized as favoring cosmopolitan elites, then next time there's a financial crisis, don't bail out bankers. Shovel growth to the technology sector, and pour money onto wealthy lawyers in coastal megacities. Or throw tantrums, Stoller added. Either one's fine. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.